My name is Connor Good. I am 14 years old. Today is February 28th, 2019, and I am speaking with Papa Fetterman, who is my grandpa. We are recording this in Minerva, Ohio. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
There's a funny story about your grandmother. We were in Hawaii on a vacation trip, and we were headed back to the airport to fly back home. And we stopped at this beach just for one last look at the beach before we went to the airport. And we saw this coconut floating in the water. And Grandma wanted to wade out and get it, so she rolled up her pant legs and walked out and got the coconut. But then as she was walking back in, a big wave came and hit her in the backside and got her clothing all wet. Okay. And then we didn't know what to do since we were going to the airport, and you know, she needed to get a bag out of the rental car to get some dry clothes out. And we found a restaurant that wasn't quite open yet, but they did let her in to go into the ladies' room to change her clothes. And it was really quite funny when you think about it.
Yeah. What? You said it wasn't quite open. What time was it?
I think it was like maybe 8:30. 9 o'clock.
At night or in the morning?
No, in the morning, but this was more like a dinner restaurant. They didn't serve breakfast.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
One thing I would tell myself is not to get involved too seriously with girls when you're, you know, 14, 15 years old. Just give yourself some time and space to wait before you do that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
Well, I see you started shaving. When did you start doing that?
Like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
Logan keeps trying to ask to use them, even though he doesn't need them. He keeps like, can I do it? No,
you don't. Once you start, you can't stop. It just keeps growing back faster.
My mom said that she heard something somewhere that, like, once you start shaving, your hair, your facial hair starts to grow faster. And she laughingly said to herself that she kind of half expected me to come downstairs in the morning with a full beard.
Yeah.
So, what was my mother like when she was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about her?
Well, there's one story that it's a little harrowing, I guess you would say. We had just moved out to our present home, and on the back porch, there was underneath the concrete was a cistern that filled up with rainwater from the roof. And the metal door that you could open up to look down in there or do whatever, the hinges had broken. And somehow the metal got a little bit cockeyed, and your mom stepped on it and it tipped up. And she fell down into the hole, and all that kept her from falling down into the cistern completely was her arm pits hit on the opening of the hole. And I was right there to grab her up out of there before anything else happened, and that was kind of scary.
How deep was it?
Well, when it was clear full of water, it would have been over her head, but it, you know, it was about 4.5-5 foot deep.
Was it like a metal all the way down, or was it like metal and then like dirt?
No, it was all concreted. It was two compartments, actually. One part over here where the rain came off the downspout and went into the round hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had a divider wall between them. And on the one part where the water first went in, there was a cement place that was like a little box.
Mm-hmm.
And it had sand in it. And the water was supposed to filter through that sand and go over into the other section, which the cold water for the house actually came, no, the hot water for the house actually came from the cistern.
Mm-hmm.
By a separate pump.
Our well back there, I guess, kind of does the same thing. Like the rainwater gets filtered through the dirt into the whatever it is down there that gives us water.
Yeah.
So, what? I don't know, I've always like imagined in my head that there's like a river down there that.
Well, there is actually an underground aquifer, they call it. That's, yeah. The water actually flows underground from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. We kind of found one of those in the backyard. Like, not, you know, the little stream when it rains a lot, it like comes down.
Get a probably a spring, you know.
Yeah.
Spring water just comes right up out of the ground on its own if there's a spring.
Yeah, we followed that all the way back up. It turns out it stems from the water thing up there, the green tank that like drips off.
Oh, really?
And it goes down.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I remember. It might not be true. I think that's it.
Okay. How's your plantar fasciitis doing?
Well, I've been going to physical therapy, so it's been getting better.
Is it? Well, that's good.
I should be like almost done by the time I go to New York City. So
that's problem with your heels, right?
Yeah, like right the there. Arches of my feet.
Yeah.